Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Broadcasting nationally from his studios at the Talkers Communications Center, it's the Michael Harrison Show. And now, your host, Michael Harrison.
Actually, I'm learning that we're broadcasting internationally. It's exciting, receiving a lot of very, very nice, kind feedback from people around the world. And again, in this day and age, you never know who's listening and when and where. When and where. Whereas radio at one time was very, very local and very immediate, and shows just evaporated into the ether, unless, of course, you're out there in space picking up signals from the planet Earth. You know, they say that radio signals go off into space at the speed of light. That radio signals are, in fact, a form of light. They're electromagnetic vibrations. And these electromagnetic vibrations are a form of light. And they head off into space. And so, hi, Mars. 877-807-4048 is the number. Let's kick this off by saying hello to Karen in Massachusetts. Hello, Karen.
Hi, Michael.
Oh, you sound friendly.
Oh, hi, Michael.
Yes, you're on the radio, Karen.
Oh, my goodness. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? You sound so friendly. I was going to say you sound perky.
Thank you.
Turn down your radio. Is your radio on?
No, I'm listening on the internet, and I will just completely just shut it off.
Turn down your internet. Turn down whatever it is these days that we call radio. I haven't seen a radio in years, but that's neither here nor there. Go on.
Well, where I live, I'm a little bit out in the country, and I don't get a lot of signals, but I listen to internet radio all day. I didn't know there was feedback from internet. I didn't know it worked that way.
So. Actually, more than from the regular radio.
If
you were listening to an AM or an FM listening device, an appliance that we call a radio, there would be a little bit of a delay, and it would make you crazy. If you have the internet up, it could be three times the delay, and that will make you irreparably crazy.
That would drive me crazy.
Yeah, so you must be, and even me here, and I'm already crazy. But
no, actually, I just wanted to say I've listened to Dr. Joy Brown for a couple of years, and I never called in. I just enjoyed listening to the other people that called in. And I usually listen to her on demand later in the day, not live. And the first time I heard you, I thought you were actually filling in for her. And then the tone of your voice, it was something you said, whatever it was, I came out of my recliner like a rocket. I had no idea, so it was very shocking. So I actually didn't listen for a few days because I think I was just in disbelief, but I was listening to you. I think you're very good, and I knew this wasn't your first rodeo, and I heard you mention your podcasts, and I've listened to four of them so far, and I think they're excellent. I love the way you interview people and ask questions. I'm kind of a quizzical type. I like to pick people's brains, but more so I like to hear people that are really well-educated pick other really well-educated people's brains. I'm more of like a listener. you were asking somebody the other day who, I guess she was a friend of yours and Dr. Brown's, Renee, I think her name was, and you asked her what the difference between psychology and a psychiatrist was.
Yes, yes. Dr. Renee Kohansky. Dr. Renee Kohansky.
Yeah, from Long Island, I think. But
no, she's from Connecticut.
Oh, she's from Connecticut. Okay. It was really funny because I loved the way that you said she went off, which I do all the time, too. I never really got the answer, but you said to her, I asked you the time, and you told me how a watch was built, which I thought was really cool.
Yes. Well, people do that. You know, people, the art of conversation is something that you never, ever, ever can master. And that's one of the reasons that I enjoy doing this so much. Is that
I love listening to you. you. I mean, I'm gonna take a quick nap. I got a bad back. I'm gonna lay in some ice. I'm gonna listen to you live now. But if it runs out, I'll go to one of your podcasts because you know, I think also that the out of conversation. There's going to be a generation, and it's probably not going to be too far in the distant future where I can see someone behind, a boss behind a desk interviewing a millennial on the other side, but they're both texting each other. No one's speaking. It's kind of like a lost art. It's sad.
And you know, that originally was a joke, but the fact of the matter is it's actually happening.
Yeah.
People, you sometimes can see it at restaurants at the other table where there are a few kids. And
of course you can. It's everywhere. It's sad.
I
was on vacation once with a high school friend, and she had her teenage daughter and a friend. And the two of them were literally sitting in the hotel side by side with their knees touching, texting back and forth. Now, maybe they didn't want the adults to hear what they were saying, but I would have gone outside. But anyway, I have a question because I'm very curious about psychology. It just basically what makes us tick, how our brains work. I think you said something about, you were talking about neuroplasticity the other day, and I listen to YouTube lectures just because I enjoy it. I'm no smarty pants or anything like that. But this is a question I have, and I hope it comes off right. But when you have mentally ill people, and I am not talking about people with Down syndrome or anything where, you know, you can look at them and tell physically that there's, you know, something wrong with them. That's not what I'm talking about. People, maybe like Ted Bundy, they look normal, but he's not actually a good example. How, there's some people who you can either say they're mentally ill and it shows on their face, but not as severely as, like, you know, Trisomy 21. Not something.
Well, some of these things that you're mentioning are physiological disorders, and that a person is disabled or handicapped as a result of it. They're not necessarily mentally ill.
Oh, okay. That's why I said I hope it comes. I might be using.
Well, I'm trying to clarify from my own knowledge of the world.
Okay.
But are you driving at the question is how can you tell somebody's mentally ill? Seriously,
no,
mentally
actually,
ill.
Well, I guess that would be a second part. That's not what.
Okay,
what
back
I was
up.
Yeah, but that's a good. Okay.
Well, back up.
Okay.
Ask your question again. We have all the time in the world.
Oh, good. Okay. So, do you know sometimes?
I'm sorry. Your time is up. We have to go now. No, just
my fifth. I've been listening to you talk about the Larry Sanders Show, too.
Back up. Don't lose your thought.
See, I get AD. I'm off. All right, so listen. When you're walking down the street and you see someone coming towards you, and I don't know if you want to call it bad vibes, negative vibes, intuition, whatever, there's nothing physically really showing on their face that they have a major handicap.
But they look menacing.
But you can tell that they're not all there. Let's put it that way. What is it about them that says to me there's something, that this person may be dangerous or they're not all there? And I don't mean they're talking to themselves and giving off visual cues. It's just something, whatever's in your head. Like if you're a mad, nasty person, a lot of times it will show on your face. If you're a happy, jovial person, and you don't even have to say anything, people can look at you and kind of read you. I don't know if I'm...
Stop apologizing for what you're saying. What you're saying deserves...
Okay, I just don't want to...
There's nothing that you're saying that deserves to be qualified or apologized. You're talking about something that strikes at the very heart of human interactivity, and that is the subtle signs, the subtle nuances that have nothing to do with what you say or any overt physical activity that gives us insights into the mystery of what is really going on inside that other person's
psyche. Yes, there's no screaming anything. No, they don't even have to speak. That you can just tell by looking at them that something's off.
And I'm going to tell you the answer.
Okay,
I'm going to tell you the precise answer. I don't know. That's the answer. Now, the reason I don't know is because there is no way to know other than your own intuition. There are so many aspects of who we are and what we do that just come from those 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th senses that we all have, and you have to learn how to read them. Karen, I hope that that answer will suffice. Please call again. I'm Michael Harrison. 877-807-4048 is the number. Much more coming your way.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Call Michael Harrison at 877-807-4048.
You know, I'm thinking here during the break, I love that call from Karen from Massachusetts. How do you know that somebody's nuts when you approach them on the street? You can get a vibe if they have a strange look in their face. or if they are, talking to themselves. But if they're just a normal person, how do you know? I guess that, I said to her, I don't know the answer, but I guess it's 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th. We don't know how many senses we really have. You know, if you walk around and you think that the five senses are the only thing that is your portal to reality, boy, are you missing the big picture. I assume most of the people listening to this program, if you were a Dr. Joy Brown listener, or if you happen to have come along and are a new listener, you wouldn't have been attracted to this show unless you're a thinking person, because we've been dealing with some pretty heavy-duty stuff and some abstract stuff, all of which are no-nos in popular media. But I don't care, because I don't know how to do anything else, although I do know how to have fun. But the intuition is the key. But when I'm walking down the street in a tough area and I see somebody or a group of people approaching that I consider to be dangerous, what I do is I start drooling and try to be crazier than them. They usually respect their own. And if you look like you're, some kind of a whack job, they may leave you alone. So the first thing I do is drool. Then I stare aimlessly into all kinds of places, cross my eyes, and make weird gestures with my hands. And they usually leave me alone. 877-807-4048. One of the things that I really like about the time frame of this program, I'm doing this show now live on the East Coast between noon and 3 o'clock, which, of course, is as you go west, is 1 hour back, and it's a morning show on the West Coast. But starting a program at noon and going to 3 o'clock, one of the benefits of it for me is I'm not eating as much. I am skipping lunch. And, because you don't want to have lunch at 11 o'clock or 11:15. My habit is to eat lunch around 1 o'clock, usually because I'm still busy in the morning. And then, or if I meet somebody, I like to go to a restaurant after the crush at 12. So I've been losing weight and not eating as much. And that's one of the benefits of being tied up, as one is tied up for 3 hours a day doing a live radio program. I have on the line a young lady who she's fabulous. Her name is Stephanie Sachs. She's a chef, and she also is a nutritionist. And she's extremely educated in both realms, and she very, very uniquely, capably, and articulately, and literary. She's literary, too. She's written a book about it that it just blends it all together in a beautiful way, and it's very helpful. And I found reading her book, and I'm going to give you the name of the book. It's kind of provocative, so you heard me right. Listen carefully. Her book is called What the Fork Are You Eating? And Stephanie Sachs, welcome aboard to the program that's now being called The Michael Harrison Show, but it may change its name soon. How you doing, Stephanie?
Well, I want to ask you, what the fork are you eating?
I'm not eating anything. You know what I'm doing? I'm drinking a product that I became turned on to. And I know you're going to tell me how dangerous it is, and I'm not going to do the brand name, because I don't want to get sued. But I have gotten turned on to a new product about a year ago, and I'm finding that maybe other people are too. It's a product that is a drink. It's a soft drink, and it comes in a 17-ounce, very thin bottle. Don't do any brand names. And it's basically naturally flavored sparkling water with vitamins and antioxidants, zero calories, and it's all of these fruit blends. I'm drinking the coconut pineapple one right now. They have strawberries and kiwi. They have watermelon and strawberry. And,
do you want me to be proud of you? Because I'm going to give you a better alternative.
Well, no. I'm just want to tell you that I have stopped. Drinking, I've stopped drinking like diet cola and all that stuff.
Positive.
And I find that this is, I don't know, I like it. And there's all kinds, it's not funny, when people do knockoffs, they do it in the same kind of container. So they all have these tall, sleek plastic bottles that are 17 fluid ounces, And they all taste similarly, but this particular brand seems to be the one that led the way. And I like it. And I don't want to hurt them. That's why I'm not telling the name, so that you don't come on and go, do you realize what this is going to do to your liver?
No.
It's going to turn you into a cretin.
No, no. What I'm going to say is I'm glad that you're staying hydrated. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And that perhaps I would hydrate you with something different, and that I would likely want you to have, a smoothie or some kind of green smoothie to give you a boost during these 3 hours.
Ah,
because
okay.
Because insisting on flavored, antioxidant rich, and I say that with quotes, water is not necessarily the best option for 3 hours on the radio.
No, and I will have to supplement it with a pizza. My problem, Stephanie, my problem is that I am a food addict. I eat for all the wrong reasons, and I go through these long swings. They take 2 or 3 years at a time. It's like a planet going around the sun. I have seasons, and they're all tied to my moods. And I could tell, looking back at photos of my life, what mood I was in that particular chapter of it by how fat or thin I am. Now get ready for this. Hang on to your hat. I could have a spectrum of 80 to 90 pounds. From one end of the extreme to the other. Pretty scary, isn't it?
Well, it's I don't like to put scary to that because I think that that's common for so many people. Food is an extraordinarily emotional topic.
Yes. It's tied into how I feel.
It's something that we don't really, we need food to survive and keep ourselves nourished, but it's something that is layered with so much emotion from childhood, from whether they're traditions or they're cultural aspects of how we were raised. I always say to people, the only thing that you can do when you are born, the only thing you can control is what goes in your mouth.
Yes, you can. You see, other addictions, you can quit cold turkey. I was a heavy smoker for the 70s. During the 1970s, I quit cold turkey in 1977, never smoked again. It was difficult because anytime I'd be on the phone and I used to do a telephone talk show, I had to have a cigarette and a cup of coffee, and that was tough. But you can quit cold turkey. You can't quit eating cold turkey. Now, the music's playing. The music's playing. We're going to take a break, and then I promise I'm going to let you do most of the talking. I've been laughing at you. Stephanie Sachs is with us. She's the author of What the Fork Are You Eating? She's a culinary nutritionist, and she knows her stuff. Let's listen carefully because we'll learn a lot. I'm Michael Harris, and more coming your way.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Talkers Communications Center. It's the Michael Harrison Show. Call in at 877-807-4048.
We're talking about food, and we're talking about emotionalism and how food and emotions are very connected, and food addiction, and what's healthy and what's not healthy. And we have one of the leading experts on the topic on the line with us, a very, very smart woman. She's written, "What the Fork Are You Eating?" She's a culinary nutritionist, which means that she's an expert on nutrition, and she's also a professionally trained chef. Stephanie Sachs. Stephanie, we're talking about emotional eating. Tell us a bit more about that.
Well, you know, I have the privilege of working with people one-on-one in my private practice. And when I work with them one-on-one, I'm going into their homes. And I purposely see people in their homes because I want to be exposed to every aspect of their lives that they're willing to share with me, because that's how I can truly help them. And also defenses are down when you go into the home. And so not only do I uncover what's going on for this person, let's say medically, whether we're dealing with an illness or looking to prevent illness, but you also see the dynamics of relationships. You understand other people's food habits and behaviors in a family and how that contributes to, let's say, the particular person that you're working with, how just relationship dynamics and where somebody grew up and was food pushed on them, was it used as punishment or reward? These are so many things that we dive into when we talk. The fascinating thing about going for a master's in nutrition where I went was that I had a lot of behavioral psych classes too. And so we really dove into behavior and the psychology of food and women and weight and body image issues. And it is such a multidimensional issue in why a person chooses what they eat and how they eat. And so for me, I have to go in with an incredibly open mind. And as one of my students once said to me, you know, Stephanie, you are incredibly opinionated but non-judgmental. And I took that as a real compliment because my goal is to meet people where they're at and to help them shift. To be able to help them shift, I have to understand what's going on and do it without any kind of smoke and mirrors in front of it.
Well, I find that you're absolutely right, that it is all emotional. And back to what I said before the break, how my weight shifts over the mm-hmm. years based on how I feel. It comes down to one thing with me. Do I want to be fat more than I want to be thin, or do I want to be thin more than I want to be fat? Now, does that make sense? I actually say, okay, I think for whatever reason, it might be my vanity, it might be my concern about my health, there might be something coming up. And this is a man speaking. I mean, this is the kind of thing women talk about, but don't fool yourself. There isn't that much difference between men and women when it comes to these deep things. Men don't just talk about it as much.
No, you're 100% right.
And
let me ask you something.
Yeah.
When you take this idea of, okay, I want to be fat or I want to be thin, what is going on in your life at that particular time that you choose that you want to be fat, if that's what you actually are choosing, or you choose that you want to be thin? Is there something that's triggering that behavior?
Yeah, it has to do with my vanity. It has to do with totally my vanity. There's times I feel less vain. There's times I may be more involved in cerebral entities that my mind and my products and my creativity are really where I derive my satisfaction and my ego is satiated. Whereas mm-hmm. other times I might be doing a lot of personal appearances and speaking before groups or being on television having to make a certain impression. And at that point, I become more concerned about my appearance or my ability to jump up and do something and not, you know, drag my old sorry butt up the stairs to get on the stage.
Right.
It has to do with frickin' vanity. And that's what it is.
I'm going to challenge you on that, though.
Oh, my gosh, I'm in trouble now.
Well, I'm going to ask you, how do you feel? Forget vanity. How do you feel when you're heavier versus when you're lighter? How do you feel?
I feel better when I'm lighter. I much prefer being thin than being fat. I hate being fat. But sometimes, I was walking down Broadway once, and you know, they have all these great bakeries, and Bernadette and I mm-hmm. were walking down the street, and I looked in, and it was these gorgeous, gorgeous, beautiful pastries that looked like something out of a painting. They were so gorgeous. and we walked up to the window, and I turned to her, and I said, you know something? Maybe these are worth being fat for. That, you know, maybe the pleasure of enjoying these succulent, beautiful little devils is better than necessarily looking good in a suit and feeling lighter. And I was kidding.
You know,
I was kidding, making fun of myself. But it's true.
I know, but you know what? I'm going to challenge you with a bit of an anecdote. You know,
wow, you're really challenging. Yeah, this is my second challenge.
Yeah, well, you know, when I gave my first book talk, when my book came out, I was speaking to about an audience of 70 people who had come to this local bookstore, and a woman is sitting in the front row, and she's, you know, she's very attentive, and she raises her hand, and she says, "Stephanie, could you please tell me what your forbidden foods are?" And I just looked at her, and I said, "I don't have any forbidden foods." I said, I'm not an advocate for chemicals in my food, and for things that are being done to my food, but I also live in reality. And I think that overall people have to learn how to moderate. And the way that you moderate is you get educated. Because once you get educated about certain food choices that you may be making, trust me, you're not going to want to put them in your body.
Well, I happen to think you're absolutely right. Now, let's take a call. Wild Bill in Hollywood is on the line. And I have a feeling I know who he is because he's a media figure out there. Hey, Wild Bill.
How are you, Michael? How are you?
Really good. We're talking to Stephanie Sachs. And
I'm actually getting gray hair just thinking about Donald Trump, by the way. I know the show is called Touch of Gray.
No, it's not. This is not Touch of Gray. So you're already intoxicated with the wrong things. But go ahead.
Oh, my God. I must be. Yeah, I wanted to ask you, Stephanie, a couple of things. The issue of diet drinks, Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi and things like that, as contrasted with just drinking it straight, they say it's not healthy to drink diet drinks. Why?
Oh gosh, the artificial sweeteners. I mean, artificial sweeteners came onto the market to cut down sugar, right? Cut down our sugar intake because we were taking in so much of it in the form of corn syrup and sodas and baked goods and snacks, you name it. And so it started with Sweet and Low many years ago, and then went on from there that you could really indulge in all that you wanted for zero calories because you had these artificial sweeteners, right? So the sugar was not adding to the fat conundrum, right? But in turn, what we were doing was taking in tons and tons of chemical sweeteners where there is a lot of sketchy evidence on their health and well-being for the human population and our environment. And so now what's going on is a lot of these soda companies have switched to what we're calling as novel sweeteners. So something like a stevia, which they're calling like Coke and Pepsi, use it as Purvia or Truvia, which is the stevia extract combined with, let's say, another type of sweetener that's typically a sugar alcohol, and then quote-unquote natural flavors. And so what's happening, there have been a lot of things going on here. So you've got your sort of mainstream sodas that are now using cane sugar versus high fructose corn syrup, right, because high fructose corn syrup has been vilified. So now people are like, oh, I can drink a Coke with cane sugar, thinking it's healthier. Or, you know, we're going to drink a diet soda and we're going to do it that's going to have this novel sweetener, so it's not as bad. But bottom line is there equally as bad? It's just a lesser of what was evil, let's say. If you enjoy Coke, have it once or twice a week. Don't have it every day. You know, take some seltzer, throw some juice in there, squeeze some citrus in there. And there are also companies that make sodas with ingredients that are a touch more pure. And you can go check them out. You know, I'm not going to name brands, but the bottom line is that, you know, another thing, there's a wonderful doctor out of Massachusetts, Dr. David Ludwig, and he's done a lot of research on the palate.
All right, hang on to the palate. Hang on to that, Stephanie. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with Wild Bill, and we'll talk a bit about these diet sodas and then some. 877-807-4048 is the number. I'm Michael Harrison, and we're getting serious about this stuff. It is important, and Stephanie knows what she's talking about. More to come.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Nationally from his studios, it's the Michael Harrison Show. Call Michael Harrison at 877-807-4048.
All right, let's jump back into this bucket of diet soda conversation. We have Wild Bill on the line from Hollywood, and we have Stephanie Sachs on the line from New York. And Stephanie has written the book, What the Fork Are You Eating? She's a culinary nutritionist and one of, if not the best in that field in America. Stephanie, you were finishing up. You were talking about all kinds of chemicals and things. So what's the bottom line on diet soda? What should we know?
So the bottom line is that what I always say to people is that if it's something that you can't live without, let's just talk from a behavioral consumption perspective. If it's something that you can't live without, you know, have it moderately in your diet. There's still a lot of questions about what's in these sodas, particularly these artificial sweeteners or novel sweeteners that are being used. And even in the straight up sodas, it's a tremendous amount of sugar, whether it's cane sugar or high fructose corn syrup, whether there's preservative in there that's combined with citric acid. There are a lot of issues with soda in general and the health and well-being of the human population. So I would do it in great moderation.
Okay, moderation. That's the bottom line. Now, one quick question, and then we're going to let Wild Bill ask one more question. What do you mean by, I don't understand what you're saying, novel sweeteners?
So we have sweeteners that are broken into multiple categories. One of them is called, you know, artificial sweeteners. So the things that we know about, like a Sweeten Low or an aspartame or a Sulfafane K or a Splenda, right, sucralose, these are names that we more commonly hear. And then there's an area called sugar alcohols, which are like sorbitol, xylitol, erythritol, mannitol.
But back up. Just what does it mean?
What does it mean?
Otherwise, it's going in one ear and out the other. What does it mean?
That's where I'm getting to.
To me, it's yellow. To me, Stephanie, it's yellow, pink, and blue.
So yellow, pink, and blue are pretty much the artificial sweeteners. The novel sweeteners that we're seeing come out are things like the stevia that are used for Purvia and Truvia. We have something called Trehos. And there's a whole host of all of these new sweeteners.
Okay, Stephanie, are they better than the artificial sweeteners, the same or worse?
There's not enough science to tell us that they're better or worse. In my professional opinion and the way I've seen the food industry move, they're no better. They're just a new way for industry to tell us that they found something that's better for us. And I'm telling you not to believe the hype.
Got it. Good point. Now, Wild Bill, next question.
I want to just change and just throw a real simple one out. If you really have a lot of weight to lose,
right,
is the simplest way to go off meat entirely?
No, not
Yikes.
At all.
Yikes.
Not at all. If
Ooh.
You have a lot of weight to, if you, and that's a simple question, but it has a complex answer, because if you have a lot of weight to lose, what I highly recommend is that you partner in care with someone who is an expert in the field of food and nutrition who can guide you to lose it in a way that's sustainable, not in a crash way. You know, going off meat, for a lot of people, that can be helpful depending on what your consumption is. But meat is high in protein, and depending on what types of meat that you're consuming. And a lot of people do not know how to eat a plant-based diet in a healthful manner. So they'll say, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to go off meat, and I'm going to be a vegetarian, but they're eating all of the vegetarian junk. So
yeah, I mean, you could just, I said before, Stephanie, I love pizza. I mean, if you have pizza without any meat on it, you could get fat as a horse. Living on bread.
And nachos, that's another one. Nachos.
Yeah, I mean, Bill, don't do that. The only reason
I think the only reason a person
should be a vegetarian is because they're doing it for psychological and reasons of aesthetics, not even aesthetics, ethics.
They do it for aesthetics. They do it, you know, for ethics, for you know, obviously, which involves animal welfare. But
right.
The reality is that we need to be consuming smaller portions.
Yes.
And higher quality food.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Easier said than done, though, of course.
Well,
you know what? You need to spend a day in boot camp with me, mister.
Well, you got to come out to Los Angeles, because I think a lot of people out here in California would love to see you in person.
But I'll shake it up, though, you know?
At the end of this, we'll have a way. Hey, listen, just for the sake of those listening right now, how do people reach you, Stephanie? Do they go to your website? How can people write you and get in touch with you?
They can go to my website at stephaniesacks.com. That's Stephanie with an F for food and Sacks with a CK. And you can email me right off of that site. You can catch me on social media too, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
All right, Wild Bill, thank you.
Don't
eat just, you know, non-meat for the sake of losing weight. Can be kind of dangerous.
I understand. Okay,
right.
I'm going to have a big hamburger right now.
Thanks, Wild Bill. Stephanie, I'm kind of a vegetarian.
I know you're kind of a vegetarian.
Yeah, I'm kind of a vegetarian. I haven't eaten. Listen to the way I word it. I don't eat mammals. Whenever I say that to people, they raise an eyebrow. One person said to me, "I've never heard it expressed that way." You don't eat mammals? I said, "No, I don't eat mammals." And then, of course, the discussion then goes to, "Well, what is a mammal? Is a lamb a mammal? Yes, a lamb is a mammal.
Yeah.
I don't eat pigs. I don't eat lambs. I don't eat cows.
Right.
They are our brothers and our sisters. Once in a while, I'll eat fish, fowl, or seafood, shrimp, lobster.
Right.
But with great reluctance. With great reluctance. And I usually do it sometimes, depending on my mood. Very seldom, but I do it sometimes. And
to Bill's question, I mean, look, you fluctuate sometimes 80 to 90 pounds, and you're not eating a meat-centric diet, right? You're eating a plant-centric diet.
It has to do with quantity.
Yeah.
It has to do with portions for me. And that's, the old saying, it's hard to eat just one. Sometimes it's better just to stay away from it completely. Once it starts going in, it's hard to stop it. And,
The thing that I find is so fascinating, and I say this because I've worked with people one-on-one and in groups through these transitions for, at least 2 decades at this point, and I've been on the journey myself, that, when you get educated and someone really helps shine a light, you have the tools to do things differently and you ultimately want to, right? And as cliche as this may sound, what kind of gas are you going to put in a Ferrari if you own it?
Absolutely. And we've scratched the surface. I advise anybody to go to StephanieSachs.com, StephanieSachs. The book is What the Pork Are You Eating? And you are a great guest. Stephanie, I'd love to have you back. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you. I'd like to be back. Thanks, Michael.
Take care, Stephanie. 877-807-4048. The next hour is going to get really intense.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Big non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.